With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades-Carney. The candidates campaigning to be Montana's next attorney general sparred during a Sunday debate hosted by MTN News. Shaley Rager reports the Republican and Democratic candidates bring sharply contrasting views of the job they're vying for.
Democrat Rafe Graybill and Republican Austin Knutson are running for the position held by Attorney General Tim Fox, who is terming out of office. The Attorney General oversees the Montana Department of Justice, which prosecutes criminals, protects consumers, and represents the state in court. Graybill from Great Falls, who serves as chief legal counsel to Governor Steve Bullock, says that the Attorney General should be a watchdog advocate, including protecting access to health care. Knutson from Culbertson, who is Roosevelt County attorney and former Speaker of the Montana House, says the office should be focused on addressing drug use, related violent crime, and acting as the state's chief law enforcement officer.
And this is why Montanans should pick me. I'm an experienced prosecutor. I've got the background and the drive to do this.
Knutson said he would work on Montana's, quote, tremendous, unquote, meth problem that he said is driving up occurrences of violent crime. According to Montana Board of Crime Control data, the number of violent crimes committed annually was up 33% from 2014 in 2018, and the number of crimes committed related to meth use was up 100% from 2014 in 2018. While Knutson focused on crime enforcement, Graybill said he'd use the position to be an advocate for Montana residents in court. Graybill said he's done this work as Bullock's legal counsel, having litigated cases in the U.S. Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, and federal courts.
It's going to take an experienced advocate who's actually done the kind of work that attorney generals do to go to court, fight for our values, and to win.
For example, Graybill said he would fight against a lawsuit backed by the Trump administration that would do away with the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The case is scheduled to be heard in the U.S. Supreme Court in November. Graybill said the health law provides thousands of jobs in Montana, keeps rural hospitals afloat, and expands access to health care.
I will fight every single day to stop that lawsuit and to keep Montanans healthy.
Knutson said he doesn't know of anyone who's seen lower health insurance premiums due to the Affordable Care Act. He said the attorney general should address violent crime rather than health care.
People are not talking about the Affordable Care Act when I'm talking about the attorney general's office. They're just not.
Knutson said that 90 to 95% of the criminal cases he sees as a prosecutor in the northeast corner of the state are related to meth. He said his plan to curb meth use would be to, quote, cut funding out of the bureaucracy in Helena, unquote, and funnel money to law enforcement in the field addressing the issue.
The Mexican drug cartels are here in Montana, and they are the ones driving this methamphetamine crisis.
A Missoula detective told MTPR in 2019 that most meth in Montana does come from Mexico. Graybill said that cutting funding at the Department of Justice that could affect law enforcement operations is a dangerous idea. Graybill said that curbing meth use requires a three-prong approach that includes enforcing the law, treating people with addiction, and preventing future use.
If you just talk about one, you're not serious about fixing this problem.
Knutson said that he wouldn't cut law enforcement funding, just bureaucracy. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.